Governor James Murray. In 1763, James Murray became Quebec's first peacetime governor. As governor, he appreciated Quebec would remain French in character well into the foreseeable future. Therefore, he implemented only those provisions of the Royal Proclamation that did not outright threaten to alienate the French and thereby destabilize Britain's newest colony. For example, the proclamation established the legal groundwork for the creation of an elected assembly for Quebec. Murray, however, refused to implement this change to government. He knew it would be dominated by the English minority, and the Canadians wouldn't tolerate it. Instead, Murray's colonial government was based on the idea of an appointed council. The council was composed of influential, for example, wealthy, etc., British and French citizens. Members of the council advised and helped the governor make policy. The creation of an appointed council did not sit so well with the English. They were the conquerors, after all, and they were not well disposed to the idea of sharing power with the conquered. Also, settlers from America transplanted certain democratic tendencies that were completely contrary to the idea of an appointed council. Although the proclamation stated that British law would replace the existing French system, Murray allowed both French courts and civil laws to remain in force. In short, the governor established a two-tiered system, whereby the British system applied to the English while the French system to the habitants. Further still, he guaranteed Catholics the right to be judges, lawyers, and jurors, which was in clear violation of the proclamation. Moreover, the proclamation legally replaced the French seigneurial landholding system with the British approach, that being citizens of Quebec could therefore own their own land. Murray, nonetheless, did not abolish the seigneurial system, a fact the seigneurs appreciated because they retained their ancient landowning privileges. On a personal note, Governor Murray wasn't happy in Quebec. Actually, his wife wasn't happy, and by extension, he couldn't be. She detested life in Canada and left the colony for England never to return. Likely, Murray's greatest source of unhappiness was a result of his conciliatory approach to the French. His policies made friends of the French but enemies of the English merchant class of Montreal. As a consequence, he was recalled to England by Westminster to stand trial for his apparent failure to implement the proclamation. He was eventually acquitted of all charges. Nevertheless, he never did return to Quebec. I wonder if he ever told his wife that he was back in England. Mm-hmm.